Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? I appreciate you tuning in. Kendra Justine on the line. Tonight's episode, focus on the good. As you all know, for everybody who's been following, this is just a continuation of the 30 Days to Success Challenge. We did the first 30 days successfully, and now we're going on again for the next 30 days. And the reason I like to break it down into 30 days instead of saying, oh, we're going to have a 365-day challenge, is because it's much easier to, you know, stay tuned 30 days at a time. It's like pushing the reset button. So, again, I thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're talking about focusing on the good. So for this challenge for me, I just want to do a quick, you know, go back over how it's been. Like, the challenge has been wonderful. When I first started doing the 30 Days to Success Challenge, I'm not going to lie, I wasn't at the best point mentally in my life. I had a lot going on, and something just kind of propelled me into that way, you know, because I found out just through different sources, I was doing a lot of studying, and I came to find out that, you know, successful people who live abundant lives, they have routines that they do every morning. And that hit me because, you know, everybody's routine was different. Everybody's routine kind of varied in some kind of way or another, but they all had a morning routine. And so I started a morning routine, and that's what the 30 Days of Success Challenge is about. If you want to know the routine that I started doing, you can check out the other episode, which is called The Plan. So the reason that I understand now that I really didn't even fully understand how I understand it now about having a routine in the morning, even if you only have 15, 20 minutes to yourself in the morning, even if you already wake up super early, if you can at least dedicate 10 or 15 minutes to just waking up, you know, before the time you got to get up and getting your mind right, really feeling like, okay, I'm going to have an excellent day. That's the feeling that you want to have as much as possible before you can even interact with anybody else. Because as soon as you step out your room, the world hits you, everybody, and everybody isn't, especially now that you're still creating the reality that you want, you may still be surrounded by people who you place there from your old thoughts and behaviors. So they might not be on the same wavelength as you. So it's just, you know, it's very imperative to have a morning routine, okay? What the morning routine does is it just gets you focused. However you start your day is usually how it ends. So when you wake up, you know, you start your day on the right foot, everything else will follow. Now, you know how people always say, oh, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed today. And waking up on the wrong side of the bed affects your whole day. You know, it turns the whole day upside down. So that's what this is about. And for me, the reason I'm talking about this is because even though I've been having a great time on my 30 Days of Success Challenge, even though I've been seeing tremendous changes. The first change that I saw was the mental change, you know, really being able to see things just positively. Okay, I'm going to be honest. This is a real moment I'm about to have, but that's what this show's about, okay? I would say maybe about 6 or 7 years, no, probably about 6 years ago now, I was, you know, in a relationship, you know, it was my first real relationship. We were living together. I was in college, you know, young, early 20s, and it was a beautiful thing, but it was also just very toxic. You know, like that crazy relationship, that person that you do have a good time with, but when y'all don't have great times, it's horrible. So I was in one of those kinds of circumstances. And you know, my life just went, it was a 3-year relationship, so it just got worse and worse. It got so toxic that, to make a long story short, one day I ended up getting on depression pills, okay? So I'm on these depression pills. You know, my mom had taught me into it. She's like, I'm like, no, I don't want no depression pills. Who does that? That's for crazy people. She's like, look, you know how bad it feels to have migraines, right? And I'm like, yeah, because we both suffer from migraines. So she's like, imagine if you had a migraine and you knew somebody else who had a migraine, and you're telling them take medicine, and they're like, no, I don't want to take medicine. You look at them like they're crazy because you know how easily their migraine could be gone. So when she said that, I was like, okay, I'm gonna try it. So I went, got taught, you know, went to the doctor at the college, got on the medication, and so I'm on this medication. I couldn't wait for it to kick in. Okay, I'm so, like, I was to the point to where I was kind of like passive. I was top. It's five levels of depression. Okay, I'm not even gonna get into the specifics, but I was diagnosed with level 5 depression. So I'm on the pills. I'm waiting for it. They say it takes 2 weeks to kick in. So 2 weeks later, it kicks in. So I'm like, okay. Tremendous difference. I'm going to let y'all know. This was the first time in my life that I actually got to experience, like, bliss and joy. So I'm on these pills. I'm still with the in the same relationship. Nothing changed. Same circumstance. Same crazy apartment. Same crazy situation. But everything that happened, I saw the positive side. Like, it didn't matter what happened. He could have came in the house cussing me, and I'd be like, well, you know what? He really does have a point. That makes sense. I could look at it this way. Like, it was like day and night, y'all. Like, all positive thoughts, regardless of what was going on, literally. There was nothing that could happen that could make me feel bad. And I remember being on those pills and being like, man, if I could just stay like this, if I can remember how to remember these thoughts when I get off of these pills, my life is going to be golden. So to make a long story short, I was on it because I only had a 30-day supply, and I was supposed to go, you know, check in with the doctor who prescribed them to me. So I'm in the hospital. I left my apartment. It was midterm week, okay? So this was back when I was a chemistry major. So I had a full schedule in, like, 3 labs. So crazy, crazy. So I'm going. I went to the hospital or whatever to get my refill. So I'm in there. I remember putting my prescription in my front pocket where my cell phone goes. And I was in there looking for like 30 minutes. They called my name. I couldn't find my refill prescription. I'm like, what in the world? Where's my, you know, I'm like, oh my God. And I remember thinking like, okay, you know what, God? If I go back into a downward spiral, like, I'll just leave it in your hands. But right now I cannot focus on that. I have to get these, you know, get these finals done. And I didn't have time to go sit with the doctor again to get him to, you know, re-prescribe. I would have had to set that up and then get another write out for my prescription. So I just didn't have time to do that during finals. And to make a long story short, y'all, that was about 5 or 6 years ago now. And I never got back on those pills again. I remember, like, weeks going by thinking, like, I know my depression's going to hit. I know it's going to hit. Months go by. I'm like, I'm waiting on it. And it never hit. And what's crazy about it is I went through much more devastating, I guess you could say, catastrophic events after. But I never felt to that low, low spot. So to make a long story short, that was the first time that I got a taste of what positive thinking does, okay? I didn't even know that that existed before I was on them depression pills. I'm not going to lie. But what did happen is that I did kind of find a way to think in that way. Even though I never got back on the pills, I remember just always trying to think as positive as I could. Sometimes it's harder than others, but when I can, I always try to find a positive. So this challenge is about focusing on the good, y'all. The more that I'm on this challenge, the more I become cognizant and aware of the people around me. And it's crazy how you can be in the same room, the same circumstance with somebody, same place. But when I come out and I tell them the time that I had and they tell me the time that they had, two different things. A person can be in the same exact place and have two totally different experiences. I mean, just let me give a everyday example. I'm sure all of us have been, you know, even if you don't club now, we probably all had a little time where we club. You might go out with a friend or maybe not even your friends, and you might have a great time, but then the person was like, oh, that was whack. I didn't like that. Y'all in the same place but had two totally different experiences. So that's the same thing. And now what I understand is with the law of attraction, it changes everything because instead of pointing the finger, something that we always do in life, if we see somebody that we don't like or doesn't make us feel good, let's say it's your wife and she's just annoying you, like, oh my gosh, she's annoying, I can never do right by her, everything I do is not enough. Instead of looking at your wife and thinking that she's the problem, only if she was more appreciative, only if she was more this, I would be happy, don't do that. Look at yourself, okay? Because every single experience that we attract to ourselves is only a mirror of where we're at. it's impossible to attract a circumstance to yourself if you're not vibrating in that same frequency. Think about it. They say when it rains, it pours, right? So you had a bad day, car broke down. Now you go home, you find out some more bad news. Now you find out your bank account's negative and everything just keeps going downward spiral. That's easy to get because we've all been in those types of days, like when it rains, it pours. So we understand how momentum works. That's just negative momentum. So think about positive momentum, okay? Think about when the sun comes out, it shines bright. That's what I think about now. When it's sunny, it's a shiny, shiny day. Everything goes well. And what I realized is that you can have a sunny day in your life every day, every single moment, but it all depends what you're focusing on, okay? 30 more days, 30 days to success. What I want everybody to do, I honestly want you to do this, everybody who's tuned in, if you can do this, you will see it make a big difference in your life. Think about the things that you say. Listen, pay attention. Just pay more attention to the things that you speak about. Pay attention to the things that other people that are around you, who you communicate with on a daily basis, speak about. And ask yourself, is this making me feel better? Is this serving me in a positive way? Because you're going to start to associate conversations with circumstances. If you're sitting, you might be speaking about something real net, let's say you're looking at the news, something I really don't do. I don't really partake in watching TV. I do love to watch movies, and I like to choose things that I watch, but I don't just put on a TV and let them feed things to me. You look at the news, it's always catastrophe going on. It's always something negative going on, and that's because they understand that most of the world is tuned into a negative frequency. So to get their ratings up, they know if they put this negative stuff on TV, most people are going to tune in because most people are aligned in a negative way. So this is about cutting out the distractions, y'all. I don't care how, if there's anybody on the line that thinks your life just sucks, impossible. Because first of all, you have to realize that you created that life. Anything that you're going through, any circumstance that you're living in right now, that's something that you actually created for yourself. And I know you're thinking, like, that's ridiculous. I wouldn't create this. If I could create what I want, I would be over there right now. That's not how it works. We create our own reality every day by just the words that we speak. But we don't speak things that we want. I speak so differently now that it's funny. I'm starting to lose people in my life. But I'm not surprised by it because that's part of the process and it's part of growth, So with this expansion that I'm doing, people are falling off. People are just falling off like flies. But at the same time, new people are gravitating towards me. Wonderful people, people that I've never met other people like before. You see? Because that's the law of attraction. That's one of the first signs of change. How do you feel? I got 1 minute and 30 seconds left, y'all. I really wanted to take calls, okay? I will be doing a night where I just only take calls, so I appreciate everybody for tuning in. But I want to close out with this. Focus on the good. When you wake up in the morning, just take time to just be blessed, okay? Whatever you have to do, whatever makes you feel good, even if it's your child, whatever you have the purest positive thought about, think about that. When I wake up, the easiest way for me to get on a positive frequency is just by looking at my daughter, I just look at her, and she's usually still asleep when I wake up. So I just look at her, and it makes me feel so good. Like, one, I look at her, I'm like, oh, she's so beautiful. I'm glad she's breathing this morning. I'm glad she's still alive and healthy. And then a million other positive thoughts will follow. And then I'm so happy, after that, after I get into that positive place, that's when I get up and I continue my day. Okay, and I know that everybody doesn't have unlimited time to get right, but do what you can do to feel the best way that you can feel. And as you do it, the longer you do it, let's say you start these first 30 days. After 30 days, you're going to experience a dramatic shift, y'all. This is a promise. This is like law. This is universal law. This isn't even a promise just from Kendra Justine. This is universal law. So focus on the good because it is always there. We have the benefit of having source available to us at any time. I love y'all. Stay tuned, y'all. KendraJustine.com. Peace.